Junior Cavalry Officer, Sergeant Augustus Lang, Infantryman, Adolf Metzger, Bugler. Civilians: Jim Bridger, Scout, James Beckworth, Scout, Frances Grummond, wife of Lieutenant Grummond, Margaret Carrington, wife of Colonel Carrington, Janie White, laundress. A brief word on tribes. The Oglala and the Minneconjou are parts of the broader Lakota family called the Sioux historically by many European Americans. The Lakota, allied at times with the Arapaho and the Cheyenne, broadly divided into Northern Cheyenne and Southern Cheyenne. The Lakota were traditional enemies of the Crow and the Shoshone. December 21, 1866. Crazy Horse struggled to sort among the flood of sensations, to push away the confusion and the fear, to keep his focus on what he and the other decoys must do. They were close enough now to see the individual clumps of sage that pushed up from the dusting of snow on the ridgeline. In the valley beyond, the great gathering of warriors lay hidden in the gullies and draws, waiting in the frigid cold for the soldiers that the decoys would lead into their trap. He ignored the sudden sound of a cannon from the distant fort. The soldiers probably had spotted a group of scouts sent out to spy from the surrounding hilltops, but the fort's big guns would play no meaningful role today. He focused instead on the scores of soldiers pursuing the decoys, regrouping now after crossing the icy creek. The horse soldiers pushed out in front of the others, spreading out to form a long line, but then, to Crazy Horse's utter dismay, they stopped. The other decoys looked to him. Crazy Horse saw the dismay in their eyes too, and something else that filled him with a mix of great responsibility and dread. He saw that they looked to him for what to do. For a while today, he had felt confident, a confidence augmented by the Weekday's vision. After all, as foreseen, hadn't the soldiers taken their bait, riding away from the protection of the fort in the greatest numbers ever? Hadn't the soldiers pursued the decoys to this point, a single ridgeline away from the carefully selected field of battle? But now the soldiers halted. Did they sense the trap beyond? As his mind raced, one lesson from the past 5 months of fighting surged to the fore. His enemy must not be allowed to think, only to react. Raising his war club above his head and filling the valley with his war cry, Crazy Horse charged toward the soldiers' line, the other decoys instantly joining him on both flanks. Crazy Horse looked toward his enemy as the decoys quickly closed the distance that separated the opposing sides. He had fought the soldiers enough times that he recognized some of the officers by their horses, certainly the one who rode the big white stallion. He saw the officer studying them intently before yelling out a command. The horse soldiers fired a volley, though the decoys were still more than 100 yards away. Crazy Horse could hear the bullets streaking around them, but he knew the decoys were beyond the soldiers' effective range. He knew that the soldiers often panicked when confronted with attack, and he knew they now would struggle to reload their clumsy single-shot rifles in their terror of the charging warriors. But then, only moments later, the horse soldiers fired again. Crazy Horse heard the scream of a horse and saw one of the Cheyenne tumble to the ground. Incredulous, he peered ahead toward the horse soldiers, now no more than 70 yards in front of them. He noticed that their rifles today were different, shorter. The soldiers kept the guns to their shoulder and used one hand to operate some sort of lever on the bottom of the rifle, then instantly fired a third round. One of the Arapaho went down. As Crazy Horse watched, the soldiers continued to pour out fire, again and again, without pausing to reload, the smoke from so many rounds already thick around their line. Crazy Horse reined his horse hard, then yelled out to the others, "Fall back!" Sword Owner rode up beside him as they retreated. "When did they get those?" he shouted. Crazy Horse didn't know. He had fought the soldiers led by the officer on the white horse only days earlier, and they had no such weapons then. Now, on this day of all days, he felt his stomach constrict as if he had been kicked. The shots behind them continued as they retreated toward the ridgeline. When they were out of range,